From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting at least 27 people were killed Friday when Islamic militants stormed a hotel in Mali, West Africa. The dead include French, Canadian, Chinese, and American citizens. Malian officials say that two of the gunmen were also killed. Mariama Diallo reports that two al-Qaeda affiliates have claimed responsibility for Friday's attacks.
Malian security officials say the gunmen were jihadists who entered Bamako's Radisson Blue Hotel at 7 a.m. in a car with diplomatic plates. They took scores of hotel guests and staff hostage. State-run TV ORTM on the scene showed live pictures of Malian and French security forces who had stormed the hotel, escorting some of the hostages out. Mali has been battling rebels linked to al-Qaeda for several years. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb and an affiliate, El Mourabitoun, jointly claimed responsibility for Friday's assault. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Washington.
The UN Security Council has unanimously adopted a French-sponsored resolution that calls on all able states to fight the Islamic State in Syria and Iraq. The resolution calls Islamic State a global and unprecedented threat to international peace and security. The resolution asks member states that have the capacity to take all necessary measures against Islamic State and other terrorist groups. It also urges states to intensify their efforts to keep their citizens from traveling to Iraq and to Syria in order to join Islamic State. It asks that states increase efforts to prevent further attacks by the militant group, like the one last week in Paris. This is VOA News. Belgium has raised its terror alert for its capital, Brussels, to the highest level, warning of an imminent threat. The government said early Saturday that the terror alert was raised because of a very serious threat for the Brussels region. A key suspect in last week's attack in Paris, Salah Abdeslam, was last seen driving toward the Belgian border. European Union ministers agreed to tighten inspections for all travelers, including EU citizens, entering the bloc. VOA Europe correspondent Luis Ramirez reports.
The measures are a sign of the pressure now on Europe's Schengen Protocol and the passport-free zone that for years allowed citizens of the European Union to travel unhindered throughout most of the continent. Justice and Interior ministers gathered in Brussels Friday for an emergency meeting. French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve said the need for action is urgent after the attacks in his country.
Le renforcement des contrôles aux frontières extérieures.
Cazeneuve said the strengthening of external border controls, particularly in light of the heightened terrorist threat, is indispensable for the security of European citizens. Among measures to be implemented, the registering and fingerprinting of non-EU nationals who enter the Schengen area illegally. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, London.
Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard is spending his first day of freedom in more than 30 years. After he was paroled on Friday, a move welcomed by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Pollard, a former U.S. Navy Investigative Service civilian analyst, was sentenced to life in prison in the mid-1980s after he pled guilty to selling classified defense documents to Israel. Mr. Netanyahu said that he welcomes Pollard's release.
As someone who raised his case before successive U.S. presidents many times, I longed for this day. And now, after three long and difficult decades, Jonathan is being released.
The 61-year-old Pollard was granted Israeli citizenship in 1995 while in prison. He is expected to settle in the New York area while he spends at least the next 5 years on parole. Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, was the site of that country's prime minister denouncing the Islamic State as an evil terrorist group. At the opening of the ASEAN summit, Prime Minister Najib Razak said that the Islamic State's ideology needs to be vanquished. He spoke at the beginning of 2 days of summits that will include the leaders of Malaysia, Indonesia, Singapore, Brunei, Thailand, and the Philippines, along with Vietnam and Laos, Myanmar and Cambodia, and U.S. President Barack Obama. For more on these stories, please log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.